The Big Dorset Brunch, exclusively on 103.8 FM, BBC Radio Solent. And this is the only county with its own iCoast website. This is a new interactive page you can find online. It's got real-time weather, tide and current information, sea conditions, public transport times, all the way from Lyme Regis to Christchurch. Ben Dames from the National Trust is one of the people behind this. He's here this morning along with Matilda Bark from the Dorset Coast Forum Coastal Partnership. The Dorset Coast Forum Coastal Partnership. Have I got that right, Matilda?
Yeah, it's called the Dorset Coast Forum and it is a coastal partnership. That's not the full title.
I see. It's a long old job title. It must be an interesting job. Tell us about iCoasting, first of all, because I'm very excited to hear about this. Especially that Dorset, I'm told, is the only county with one of these websites.
Yeah, it's a fantastic website that's been created recently for just the people on Dorset and people visiting the Dorset coast. It's got over 26 activities, ranging from like walking and kite surfing, windsurfing, all the way through to fossil hunting and other more extreme activities like diving. And you can find out everything you need to carry out that activity, from like bus times and everything like that.
So it's public transport. I mean, it's all the things you can do. It's basically like a tourist information centre on a website.
Yeah. And it helps you find out how you can do those activities safely as well, and how you can watch out for other water sports users as well at the same time. So it helps sort of try and reduce a bit of conflict on the coast as well.
Yeah, that's really interesting. Ben, let's bring you in if I can. You've also got a fascinating job title. You're the National Trust's off-site recruiter for the Jurassic Coast.
Yeah, that's right.
And brilliant. What does that involve?
Basically, my job is to travel all along the Jurassic Coast, so all the way from Lyme Regis right the way through towards Poole and Bournemouth, mainly based in West Dorset, just telling people how fantastic the coast is, and how to go there, what to do, what to see and do, and the involvement of the National Trust. Obviously, I'm employed by the Trust, and the Trust looks after 35 miles of the Dorset coast on behalf of the people, so we have coastal car parks and things for people to come and see.
It seems really interesting. So there's a job for sort of selling the Dorset coastline, if you like, to the people that live here. You wouldn't think you need to do it.
Well, I was going to say, I think the Dorset coastline sells itself, I think.
Yeah, but, absolutely. Tell us about iCoasting then. This is a really interesting website. Now, I think the interesting thing is you can sort of keep your own diary on this, can't you? You can register sort of the things you've done, keep a sort of personal track of places you've gone and places you'd like to go.
Yeah, exactly. There's a feature on there called the kit bag. So when you're at home and you're trying to plan what you can do, when you go onto the iCoast website, you'll see along the bottom there's a section of icons, and each icon obviously relates to the activity that you want to do. So you can plan in advance and you can save that stuff to your kit bag. Why it's really good for me is I'm out and about on the coast the whole time. So I'm out in a vehicle talking to people out on Portland or at coastal car parks. And I've got access to that website as well. So if someone comes up to me and they really want to know about rock climbing on Portland, then I can go onto the iCoast website and I can show them that stuff as well.
Or if the tide's in the situation where they could take a boat out.
Exactly. It's really important, obviously. Yeah. All of the partners are really keen to stress safety and going out onto the coast at the right times and doing the right activities. And things like tides are really important. So when you're going to go fossil hunting, you need to make sure you check the tide so you're not going to get cut off or cause any danger or anything like that.
What would people do before this website then if they wanted to check tide information? I guess all this information would have taken a lot more sort of sources to achieve, Matilda.
Yeah, all the information is all out there. It just brings it all together, so it's really easy to find. And having a map-based website makes it easier to sort of see all the activities and where they are on the coast, rather than streaming through lists of different activities.
Whose idea was this?
It was the idea of the Dorset Coast Forum coordinator. Okay. Yeah.
So. I envisage a room full of bigwigs in pinstripe suits sat around a table going, "We need a new website." A lot more simple than that.
Yeah, though. I think so. Yeah. I wasn't actually there at the inception, but I think.
You take some credit for it, then. No, it sounds really interesting, and I guess interesting and useful for people who might be listening to this waking up while they're on holiday down here for half term. We might want to take a look at it as well, not just the locals.
Yeah, definitely, because it's got all of the sort of tuition and sort of day trips and guides, things like that, is on there as well. So we're actually joining up during half term on the 29th of October. We're going to be down at the Weymouth Esplanade. Celebrating walking on the Dorset coast with the National Trust as part of their National Walking Festival. So we're going to be down there with a quiz for people to carry out, and you can get a free Dorset cereals bar and things like that. So
I love the idea of a walking festival, Ben. I envisage a sort of conga line all the way to old Harry Rocks, as well as some of the popular walking routes.
Well, it's funny you should say that, actually. We have got our National Walking Festival, and if you go to the National Trust website and search for Walking Festival throughout the UK, you'll find downloadable walks on there. But actually, tomorrow on at Studland Beach, we're doing